During the month of February, we are taking a mission minute each Sunday to talk about one of the many arms of our ministry here at Living Waters. And so today we're looking at our outreach, and I would invite Kurt Gullickson and Patty Goak, who will share a little bit about what we are doing in the arm of outreach here.
Ooh, we're on. All right. We weren't this morning or earlier service, so that's why. Good morning. My name is Kurt Gullickson, and for those who don't know me, I am the representative, the outreach representative in our church council. And if you could forgive me just for a minute, I need to refer to my notes. This morning, I'm not really very well organized, but I need to get my notes. You may be familiar with these. This one's an F sharp, you know. This one here is A flat, you know. But now that you've seen my notes, you know I don't have a whole lot to say. But I do want to emphasize what outreach does. We are involved, we as a church are involved in a number of different projects and activities that we do throughout the year. And if you've read looked at the annual report at all for 2018, you can see that the list is long. We do a lot of things. Some of the things maybe aren't as obvious as others. For example, I mean, we do delivering meals for CentraCare. We have served a meal at the Place of Hope. Outreach items like that, which we do, and we do them with great joy. However, we also do some things that you might not consider to be specifically outreach. For example, our Christmas in the Barn services. That's not specifically outreach, but on the other hand, we certainly are reaching out to our community and inviting everyone to come and join us to worship in a church in a barn, services in the barn. The other things we do are our food shelf. We invite people to come and take advantage of our food shelf. We have Lenten suppers. During the Lenten season, we have soup suppers. We even have lutefisk suppers that people come to. I don't know why, but being Scandinavian, I shouldn't say that. But they do, and they come from miles around, and they really enjoy our lutefisk suppers, and they enjoy what we do here. So we do a number of things. We do a lot of different things. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the ELCA, and our Synod, our Southwest Synod, and our congregation, our church, is kind of focusing. There's a trend right now to be focusing on not so much who we are or taking care of ourselves, but reaching beyond our walls and taking care of other people out in the community, being socially responsible and relevant to people in our community. And that's a trend that's going on right now, and I'm sure other churches as well, but for sure in the ELCA. And so that is what we are doing. If you have any other questions or any concerns about outreach, please contact me or look in the annual report and you'll see some good information too. I would call on Patty Goak now to give us a little insight into at least one of the specific ministries that we do.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Living Waters Food Shelf, which is in the back of the sanctuary. Each week, people come to our church for food. And one of the many people that depends on us for food is Deborah. She lives in her car at the rest stop down on Highway 10, a little past the prison. Without being able to cook, she appreciates food that she can make in her car. And she really likes it when we have cat food, not that she eats it. She loves her cat, and that cat lives with her in the car. And it's the cat that keeps her from being in a shelter. Then there's Kim and Harry. They're longtime residents of St. Cloud, each with brain injuries and living on assistance. Kim is a survivor of breast cancer, the death of a child at the hands of an ex-husband, and is a long time clean from a meth addiction. Both Kim and Harry are diabetics and appreciate foods that are sugar-free and low in carbs. And Harry has a big, big heart. He helps his aunt, who is actually a neighbor of Living Waters, just across Highway 10. She lives at that farm. And in late summer and fall, he will bring us extra vegetables from her garden for us to share. It's his way of repaying us. And there are many other stories I could share with you, but in the interest of time, I will just tell you one more story, maybe two. It is a story of Julia. Julia's a wife, mother, and a grandmother. She had to quit her job several years ago due to an on-the-job injury that has left her with severe back pain, limited ability to lift things, and she's living on assistance. She has worked hard to make sure that her children graduated from high school and received some advanced degree. She helps her children now by being a caregiver to their children. She and family members live in a substandard conditions. It's a mobile home with very drafty windows and doors, but she has made the best of it, and she is fastidious. She likes to keep it clean. So she really, when she comes to the food shelf, she's appreciative of meat and fresh dairy, fruits and vegetables, but is happy when we have laundry soap, fabric softener, paper towels, and napkins. Thank you is a word I hear from many of the people who use our food shelf. And so I say to you, thank you for donating to the food shelf, for spending time kind of cleaning it up every now and again, and committing to bring an item or four on a regular basis. And I just found out shortly before this service that one of the people that uses our food shelf is in the hospital right now and is really having a hard time. And so I would ask for you to send a prayer of healing to Wayne. So I thank you for making a difference in the lives of many people, because you are the answer to someone's prayer.
Reading from Isaiah. In the year that King